This is Shop Talk. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Mike Murray.
The Chicago Tribune reports that a federal appeals court in Chicago recently ruled that Illinois' eavesdropping law likely violates the First Amendment and ordered that authorities be banned from enforcing it. The ruling from the Seventh Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals in Chicago is the strongest blow yet to the law, which is one of the strictest in the country. It makes it illegal for people to audio record police officers in public without their consent. So even if you're doing a video recording of a police officer in public in Illinois, you have to mute the audio recording, at least under that law. And this is really coming up because, of course, we have that NATO summit coming up this weekend in Chicago. So this, as the Tribune reports, this seems, at least to me, to be a step in the right direction, a strong blow against a law that I feel was unreasonable.
Yeah, the Tribune reported on a recent case. A woman was acquitted in August of secretly, surreptitiously recording a police officer. She pressed record on her BlackBerry when she was filing a complaint with some investigators that she had been sexually harassed by a police officer. And she faced up to 15 years in prison if she were convicted, but she was acquitted. And a juror was quoted as saying, "This case is a waste of time for anyone to be charged with this."
You know, it's always struck me as really strange that it's okay to video record police officers, you know, without audio, but, you know, to video record what they're doing in public. But it's illegal to record the audio. I never understand the distinction. You know, because anybody who can read lips can figure out more or less what the police officers are saying and things of that nature. I mean, and I just don't understand what the rationale is for, or if there is a rationale for prohibiting the recording of audio when it comes to police officers in public. So I maybe I'll just say this, not really knowing for sure one way or the other, but I wonder if it's because it's possible to completely hide an audio recorder, whereas it's much more difficult to do that with a video recorder, given the size of the devices typically.
Although, as Lisa mentioned, this woman who was having problems with the police taking a report was able to video record them, and apparently they were not aware of it, or maybe they knew they were being video recorded and didn't realize that what they were saying was also being recorded.
Well, the article said it was a surreptitious recording, mm-hmm. and she recorded these investigators trying to talk her into dropping the complaint altogether.
When we do phone interviews in radio, we're required, before we start recording, to tell the person that we are recording the conversation. Mm-hmm. The reason for that is that the person on the other end cannot see you. They don't know that there's a recording going on. I think it's the same with live radio. If a radio station were to call you, they have to say, "We're putting you on the air," before they can actually put you on the air. And I think that's acceptable, and I think that's a courtesy, and you deserve to know if you're being put live on the air or if you're being recorded. But when you're face-to-face, in most instances, you can see that video recorder, or you should see that microphone, and you should know that there's a recording going on. And I certainly don't understand why police officers should be exempt from having their actions recorded in public. The public pays their salaries. They're supposed to be serving the public, and if they're doing something wrong, it's often difficult to prove that, your word against theirs, unless you have that audio recording and or a video recording to demonstrate what was going on.
As in this case where this woman documented misconduct, or appears.
And I think it's important to see it for the protests that are bound to happen this weekend in Chicago with the NATO summit. We need to see what protesters are doing, and we need to see how authorities respond to that. And all you need to do is think back to the 1968 Democratic National Convention in Chicago to know what can happen when protesters and police get together at a big public event.
Right. I've been thinking, and I wonder now maybe if the reason the reason police officers are exempt is because of the understanding or the assumption that police need to be in control of a situation, and when they have somebody recording audio, that's something that they're not in control of. And because of their function in a law enforcement context, you know, they may need to have that kind of control over what goes on. But still, you know...
If you want to make this local, you can go back to a year ago. All these videos posted online from the Wheeler Street block party that took place in Macomb that really got out of hand. Mm-hmm. And the video shows what's getting out of hand. It also shows what the riot police did. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you're going to get accusations from both sides about mm-hmm. what happened. But if you have a video and audio recording, I think it's much more clear to see what's going on. If it's a truthful recording, if you don't do editing like Andrew Breitbart used to do, to make the recording misleading.
Yeah. And that's what the police officers or union contend, that if you take a snippet of audio out of context, then it can be misleading or... Mm-hmm. lead to the wrong conclusion.
True enough, although I would say, with the sophistication of video editing technology these days, it's easy to do that with video as well. And if you ever doubt that, all you have to do is watch an episode of America's Funniest Home Videos, and you see some incredible editing going on there of, just raw home video. So I don't know. I'm still kind of upset with the distinction between audio and video. I don't think if they're going to make one illegal, they should make the other illegal as well.
Well, as far as editing, I guess it's always important to consider the source. Like I said, Andrew Breitbart was well known for changing things around and making people look much worse than what the situation actually was. That could happen with a video and audio simply submitted by someone too. Mm-hmm. So you want to consider that source. I'm sure there will be plenty of media at the NATO summit this weekend in Chicago. And I think I would trust the video and audio coming from those sources much more than I would from someone who's just on the street. Okay, and with that, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.